Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Hector Barreto is here. Hector, the chairman of the Latino Coalition, is here. Former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, from 2003 to 2008, I think. Yeah, 2008, all the way there. The five best years of the history of the SBA. He's the author of The Engine of America, and he's one of my good friends. Hector, welcome back.
Jim, thank you. I always love being with you and your listeners, and thank you for your generous introduction. Jim, I tell you, those were great years when we were at SBA.
We had fun, didn't we?
We did it together in partnership.
We had fun.
And you're a great champion and a warrior for small business, so I couldn't think of having a better partner than you during those years, and I thank you for everything you've done for small business.
Well, thank you, Hector. So, all right, big doings tomorrow in Washington, D.C. You're having your big annual convention. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Well, you and I talked about this probably a couple of months ago, and at that time, we didn't know who was going to show up. And, you know, when you plan these events, and you know that old thing, when you build it, you hope they come.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have four cabinet secretaries and the President of the United States.
President Trump's
so
going to be at your convention tomorrow.
It's a huge day. Yeah, we've got the Secretary of Health. We've got the Secretary, and by the way, with coronavirus, that's going to be very timely.
Right.
We've got
right.
the Secretary of Housing, Ben Carson. We've got the Secretary of Education. And we have the new SBA administrator. And I'm going to talk to her about you and all the great things that you do.
We need
your
to get
show.
Her on the show.
Her name is Volvita. Jovita Carranza, she's a great lady.
Well, I'm glad you endorse her, and we're working on getting her on the show. You know how much we love you, Hector, but you weren't the first administrator that I had on the show. The one just before you, I'm trying to say her name, who was just before you.
Aida Alvarez.
Yes, I had her on the show. She and I had some great debates about minimum wage when she was a good sport. I enjoyed getting to know her. So Hector, tell us about the convention, your summit. What's going to be discussed?
Yeah,
why is it important?
It's really important because, you know this better than most. Small business represents more than 50% of the gross output of our economy. But when there's election times, they're not really talking a lot about us, or the things that they're talking about are things
right.
that are not in our best interest.
That's right.
So, you know, we do this legislative summit every year, and obviously during election years, it's more important. And the president wanted to come by. He's been with us before. And, of course, you know, we've had the vice president a couple of times, and most of the cabinet. So this year is going to be a really big event. And we're going to talk about all the issues that you talk about all the time. How do we create the environment for small businesses? Not just so that we start, but that we grow over the long term. What are we going to do about rolling back more of the taxes, more of the regulations that sometimes are like that brake on the throttle for our small businesses? What can we do around technology, procurement, healthcare? All of those topics are going to be discussed, and, of course, we've got experts in every one of those areas. We're going to have different panels to drill down on that, and, of course, we're going to have some great speakers. It's going to be a motivational day. But I don't want people to forget that, you know, even though it's an election year, it doesn't mean that we get to take a year off and we have to wait till next year before we start weighing in on policy and trying to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is really about, making sure we get that environment to stay healthy. We've been on a pretty good run. We want to keep it going.
How are Hispanic businesses doing these days?
They're doing very good, Jim. It's the fastest growing segment of small business in the United States. It's about 4.25 million companies. They generate $800 billion in revenue every year. The numbers that we're seeing showing that are these numbers are going to double every 5 years. And as you and I have talked about, women, Latina women, are starting businesses mm-hmm. five times faster than any other group in the United States. This month is Women's History Month, So we're going to talk about those women and the contributions they're making to our economy. So things are good. They can always be better. And we're not going to take our eye off the ball and lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of work that still is left to be done.
What is the number one concern for Hispanic businesses? Is it capital? Is it healthcare? Is it finding qualified people? What is the thing? Is it any different for Hispanic businesses than any other?
It's a great question, Jim. And I always say it this way: it's all about the C's, and I call them the four C's. How do you get more capital to grow your business? How can you build capacity? Because as you know, we lose 50% of businesses in the first 4 years,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Not because they're not working hard. They just don't know what they don't know. What can we do with regards to getting more business or contracts? That's critically important. If you help a small business get more business, they can take care of a lot of the other issues themselves. And then cost. We're always interested in what can we do to lower the cost curve. Big businesses can absorb additional costs. We can't. We can't pass that on to our customers in higher prices. So we've got to be effective and we've got to be efficient. We've got to be talking about strategies to help us do that. So we're going to talk a lot about those four C's. You mentioned some of the other ones. We're always needing to get healthcare costs down. We need to be able to identify good people to work for us. When you have an unemployment rate down around 4%,
under
sometimes
4.
It's hard to find those folks. Yeah, find those folks that come. By the way, when I was in government, we were working together. We used to say 6% was full employment.
I know.
Now we're at 4%. So
yeah.
it's hard to find all the people that we need. So those are the perennial issues, and they're no different for Hispanic businesses as they are for any other business in the United States.
Well, I'm fairly familiar with Hispanic businesses, and it's very heartening to me to see the way Hispanic business owners don't. I mean, they're high functioning wherever they go, not just within a Hispanic community. That, you know, in other words, their customers are diverse. They're not that, you know, sometimes I think people, if they don't know any better, think that Hispanic business owners just do business within their community, but nothing could be further from the truth.
That's absolutely right, Jim. You remember my father was an Hispanic leader. He was the founder of the U.S.
Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Started a bunch of businesses, and we were from Kansas City, Missouri. So if we were just depending on Hispanics in Kansas City, our businesses wouldn't have done that well.
Right.
But, yeah. We're
so, Hector, I got to go to a break. How do people find out more about the summit? Can they watch it live on the Internet?
Sure. Yeah, live stream. Go to thelatinocoalition.com, and you'll get all the information. Thelatinocoalition.com. Join us tomorrow on stream.
So everything that you're doing is on stream. We can watch it live while it's going on.
Yes, sir.
Including the president.
President's going to be with us at lunch.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.